Cool. I remember my mama used to say, outside ain't going nowhere. Now look at outside, gone.
That's fucking right. Funny. Yeah.
That's funny. Gone.
All right, we'll get started.
Is the mic still on?
Got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, was the mic still on? I'm saying.
Thank you for listening to a new episode of the Is the Mic Still On podcast. My name is Kenneth B. Ann. Joining me on the show, we got Modest Media.
What's up, man?
Beezy 430.
What up, Dom?
FIFO 24/7.
What it do?
Mike C-Town.
Yo.
Sophie is not here this week again. So, it's more man talking about shit, probably to the disdain of a few of our listeners. but she will be back next week. She promised.
What happened to them wings you were supposed to bring? Them vegan wings?
Sophie wasn't coming.
Oh, so you're going to do it when she knows.
And plus, they never got back to me about how they were going to film it and shit.
Oh, okay.
See how they trying to call me out, like, y'all?
I want to try that shit out, man. I want to try them vegan
wings. That's 100%
true.
We bring them wings, we filming that shit.
I was like, I guess I'm the only one that's like forcing the fucking wings on y'all. If y'all don't want to do it, we don't have to.
I've been waiting on you to bring. I always think you about to walk through that door with smoke behind you and be like,
"Yeah, wings." Laughing all hard with no mask on, bro. What the fuck you doing?
What the fuck wrong with you, bro? Yeah, well, get muffin on your knee and shit.
I'm saying, fuck, I can see the spittle. What the hell, man?
Kid ass dead.
If you like what you hear, please share the show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, wherever. Please add us when you're doing so. We really appreciate that. If you want to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/isthemicstillon. The interns, well, I don't know if we're going to call them interns anymore, but they are back, and we will have
staff
them.
Members.
Yeah, some we're going to have them back in the studio. Yeah, that's cool. Have them back in the studio. They reached out, so they're ready to come back. So we're going to have them in the studio next week recording stuff. And your support goes to the post-production behind the scene. And part of that is, you know, making sure that they're taken care of with the work that they do with the production of the show. So thank you for that. Also, check out some of our other shows. If you like this show, you may like Dead and Hip Hop. It's a show on YouTube where we talk about music, like album reviews and stuff like that. Dead End Gaming, Dead End Sports, and a lot more. You can go to deadendpodcast.com to see some of the other shows we got, like Black Korea, All Over It, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so for those of you that are new to the show, Is the Mic Still On is composed of five parts. We do Word of the Week, Facts Only, Topics, Common Commentary, and we close out with a Pass the Mic segment. All right, so before we get in the show, I want to give like a quick update on things that we got going on behind the scenes with Dead End Sports and Dead End Gaming. And then we'll jump into the show. So, B, you want to tell the folks what happened?
Yeah, so on my Twitch channel, shout out to Koi Kid. He's a longtime follower of Dead End Hip Hop and Dead End Gaming brand. And we both got two joints off the Bravo mixtape. He got two beats on there that he produced, and I do too. So I hit him up because, you know, we always in each other's Twitch and chat and talking about games and shit like that. So I was like, yo, why don't we just do like a battle sample thing or whatever where, you know, we'll get... You know, and I just threw out Granddad and Mean Mugger's 11's name, but they was cool. They're like, all right, we'll send y'all some shit. So they sent us, you know, video game samples. And then, you know, I set a date that me and Koi Kid are going to do this. And we both did, you know, total of six beats pretty much. I had six beats. He made six beats out of the video game samples. And we did the battle. We did the battle on my Twitch channel this past Friday. But you can still go on. You can still check the VOD on my Twitch channel. It's going to be up for like about 13, 14 more days. But yeah, so check it out. You can already download the video, so I got the actual video, the whole footage on my Mac or whatever, so I can upload it somewhere or keep it for something.
So yeah, I watched it live and it was super dope. Just the concept and even the visuals behind it. It was a Street Fighter based theme. I just thought that was so dope. For
shout out to Diogen too for creating that.
Diogen did that.
Yeah,
shout out to Diogen. Man, Diogen is like the official ref. Like this motherfucker, he does all the polls on fucking Twitch for us and shit like that. So shout out, major shout out to Diogen. Even the name, like B ain't even fucking giving y'all the name. Like it was called Beat 'Em Up. And I think that marketing is super, super, super dope. And then if you're a fan, like when you go in, we actually got to vote on which beat they played first. And then we got to vote every round to which, you know, who won, who flipped that beat the best.
Who came up with the name?
I have no idea.
It wasn't me.
I don't know if it was the Deogen or if I don't know if it was Koi Kid or I don't know.
That's a dope ass.
It is.
It is. Hey, man, I'm trying to get, like, B on Twitch, man. B got, like, 2,000 followers over there and shit. I just started on Twitch, man. I've been on Twitch for, like, 2 weeks now.
All right, so let's talk about that. I know you and B were on Twitch doing shit, but what's the other reason why you're on Twitch and why you're using a little bit more?
Yeah, so the main reason why I'm on Twitch is we are now participating in a Madden franchise online league, and we have, I think in that league, we have 10 people. But in partnership with Dead End Sports and Dead End Gaming, we are planning to create our own league. We actually have a podcast series called The League, and it's going to be chronicling me, Ken, and Nick's kind of way through this current Madden franchise that we're in. We're going to create our own Madden franchise, so that's to be decided. We don't know if we're going to do it in Madden 20 or wait till 21 come out. So we're still trying to figure out the details with that. And then also when the new 2K comes out, we're going to have an online franchise. So we'll definitely be reaching out to everybody that listens to us to join those leagues and interact with us. But in the meantime, you could kind of be up to date on what's happening in those leagues by listening to the podcast, The League. It's dropped on the Dead End Sports podcast feed. Is it also on the Dead End Gaming podcast?
Not yet.
Follow us on Dead End Sports, man. We got a YouTube channel. I think we're a little bit over 10,000 subscribers over there.
We got a Twitch channel too, Dead End Sports
Twitch. And we just got a Twitch channel, so definitely go over there because everything that we will broadcast in terms of Madden, 2K, whatever other games that we'll get into, we'll be broadcasting directly from there. So you could kind of see the behind the scenes and our play styles and things of that nature. You know, we're going to give you a recap of what happened, you know, in the previous week, our user games, our CPU games, all of that type of stuff. So again, man, you know, follow your boy FIFA 24/7 on Twitch.
And we cover Madden news and stuff like that. And like, we're going to do like the playoffs will be, all of those matches will be broadcast. And then we're also going to have color commentary for like the playoffs. So I got a whole idea and stuff of how I want to set it up. It's going to be pretty dope. So check it out. Shout out to Spike Lou for the invite to the league. So we're going to jump into our word of the week. I think we've done this one before, though. A quiver?
Yeah, that sounds, yeah. We definitely
did. A quiver?
That. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. We did that. Because you made some.
I was about to.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we have. And we've so, done a quiver. In a state of excitement and trembling,
we've done a quiver.
Damn.
I don't think so, but.
We have. Because you made a joke about it.
But I mean, because it's easy.
I mean, it's, you exactly. know. Exactly, yeah, we done it.
Hmm. New word.
Yeah. Corpus. Corpus. C-O-R-P-U-S.
Can you turn that around for me?
Yep.
Like Corpus Christi.
Who is Corpus Christi?
Who is Corpus Christi?
Yeah, it's a city, bro. In Texas.
Mm-mm-mm.
I didn't know that.
All right, so
if you know geography,
I know where Texas is at, motherfucker. I know where Texas is at, nigga.
Dang, man, a quick little jab.
It's a big ass state. Like, I don't know, like, what the fuck. I'm asking, should I know that? Like, I'm genuine question. What is it known for?
I don't know what it's known for, but I know a lot of people know Corpus Christi though.
I don't hear y'all motherfuckers speaking, man.
You say you got an A.
Corpus Christi.
You say you got an A+ in geography.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, Corpus Christi, knowing ass motherfucker.
Hey, I'm fine with not. I'm fine. I am perfectly fine not knowing Corpus Christi.
Well, I'll come back to that later, FIFA. Part of speech, noun, origin, Latin, early 18th century. First definition: a collection of written text, especially the entire works of a particular author or a body of writing on a particular subject. The second is anatomy, the main body or mass of a structure. Examples of corpus in a sentence: I own the corpus of my two favorite authors, Virginia Woolf and Henry James. And the second is we need to examine the corpus for a proper diagnosis.
And the third one is Ryder's over there Googling Corpus Christi.
No way. I don't. No way.
All right, let's see. We only got about 3 facts only, but I think like 2 really are not like facts only. So I just kind of pulled some comments that just kind of reference some of the things that we mentioned in the show. So they were more like verifications. So the first is Rod was right about the incident where the former military guy disarmed the guys that had taken the AK from the police vehicle. His name is Mickey Shucks, and he was working security for a news station that was covering the protests in Seattle. Black Riz, yeah, King was correct. Dr. Francis was quoted at the beginning of Baby Boy. Yeah. And then he said Tariq Nasheed is heavily influenced by her when it comes to race. He even paid for her funeral. The other one, and that was by Black Roz, the other one is Chris 326 says, super minor and inconsequential comment, but, and you said this on the show, Mike, but he said, but re-GSM instead of LGBTQIA+, no one in LGBTQ+ community that I know of really uses the GSM label, but it's also not something, that's seen as offensive or anything. I think we care more about the actual substance of what people are saying about us instead of how many letters you tack onto the end of the LGBT, LOL. So, yeah. So, and then the last one is about written by Saint Crook, and it said that the scary thing is what Trump is doing is actually legal. Right after September 11, Bush passing act that excuses all of this craziness. The most terrifying issue. Some highlights of this act. He's talking about the Patriot Act, basically, is what he's referencing. So yeah, it's a lot.
The Patriot Act allows people to not identify themselves as officers.
And that's what he's saying. Like that part they're supposed to do is identify themselves as officers and stuff like that.
So what's he talking about that's legal that we were saying was not?
The fact that they can go in there and occupy those cities.
Oh yeah, I don't think anybody was just okay, I see what he's saying. Yeah. My bad. I heard you wrong.
Yeah, that was it. All right, cool. So that's that. So what you got, Rod?
Oh yeah, that's a
none.
Yeah, so
just chilling.
None. Just none. Chilling. 15. Trying to figure out what Corpus Christi is. shit. Shout out to anybody at Corpus Christi. but yeah, I was trying to figure out because I knew I had something, but yeah, I just found what it actually was. Trump trying to ban TikTok. Have y'all seen that?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was something that I was thinking about bringing up, but I have a different topic. But yeah, I saw that, and it just came across. So I didn't do no research or nothing.
So I'll tell you a little bit about it. So during a flight from Tampa on Friday, the president told press pool reporters traveling on Air Force One he plans to ban the Chinese-owned social media platform from operating in the United States as soon as Saturday. In response to TikTok's U.S. General Manager Vanessa Pappas, I'm sorry if I messed up your last name, but recorded a message saying we're not planning on going anywhere. So, but I've seen people, like when this first started trending, was that I guess they keep like infiltrating his rallies and stuff. Like, cause I think it was like the Generation Z people, and that's a lot of people that's on TikTok. And I think they're part of the people that were buying the tickets like from his rally and stuff. So they were saying that's why he's saying that, because I don't even know where this came from, but that's what people are saying has come from, like him trying to shut down. I don't know. See, I don't know enough backstory on it, but that's what people are saying, that he's, you know, he's trying to hit him where it hurts type of thing. Well, I'm going to take away your social media platforms.
I thought it was because they were saying that the app itself was keeping people's personal information.
Well, shit, you can say that about a lot of different.
Yeah, ones, but right? Those are American owned. But for some place like China to be collecting people's personal information, okay, it's a bit.
And that might be
fuzzier.
The case. Mm-hmm. That might be the case, and that's why I guess he's always claiming fake news and shit. Because, like I said, I've seen like the spin of like, oh yeah, he's just trying to attack Generation Z.
I don't.
So yeah, stay right there. So I'll just to give a little, because I looked it up. So this was on Bloomberg, July 14, 2020. So it says security researchers say that TikTok's information collection practices are consistent with Facebook, Google, and other U.S. tech companies because of the ads and shit. But the issue lies in what they do with it, mm-hmm. Do with the intel they gather, mm. and then they say, and I've heard that they ask for some crazy stuff, but
with TikTok,
yeah, mm. And hold on, where is it? So yeah, here it is. So TikTok terms of service do, however, stipulate that the company may share information with its parent, subsidiary, or other affiliate, and because they is, I guess, a Chinese company, mm-hmm. that's where the concern comes in. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it says previous versions of TikTok's privacy policy warned users it could exchange information with its Chinese businesses, law enforcement agencies, mm-hmm. and public authorities if legally required to do so.
That's interesting. So if that's the case, that's technically not a bad thing, right?
For our stuff to go to the Chinese government?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what?
Well,
why would you want your personal information going to the Chinese government?
We wouldn't want. That's what I'm saying. He's trying to.
Oh, you're talking about the banning isn't
the
a bad
banning
thing.
That he's
oh.
trying to do. I oh, said
yeah,
technically
in the grand
that
scheme
would,
of things,
oh.
it's not a bad. It's not
yeah,
a
yeah,
bad
yeah.
Thing.
Technically, that's yeah. not a bad thing that he's doing, trying to ban it, right?
Because of the conversations around TikTok and its information data gathering process. You're right. On the surface, it sounds like it's not a bad thing. I think mm-hmm. they are now owned by a U.S. company, so I don't necessarily know if they have any affiliations with ByteDance. Mm-hmm. I think it's the Chinese company anymore, but I'm not 100% sure on that, and I'm not going to look it up right now. But mm-hmm. There were a lot of issues right then, and I think there are ways that they can, through privacy rights and certain laws, you know, fix that, or TikTok can just do it themselves mm-hmm. and just adjust their terms of service. So for the most part, it sounds like it would be a good thing, mm-hmm. but it really goes back to what you were saying when you opened up. It's not really about what they're doing in TikTok specifically. It's a personal vendetta because they embarrassed him when he had that rally in Tulsa, and he's blaming them for that. And in all honesty, man, it's just him just saying whatever, trying to see what sticks. And the Trump campaign, mm-hmm. gets this information and try to see what resonates with people. Mm-hmm. And then they try to, so they can start tailoring their messages to those specific people. So if people are generally concerned with TikTok, oh, maybe I need to create more messaging around TikTok in order to help win my campaign. The flip side of that is TikTok has 2 million people on there. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they'll be happy hearing that you about to shut their app down. Mm-hmm. So it could backfire. That's just like when he said that, oh, he's going to send $1,200 plus stimulus check. He's just saying shit to see what works because he's in a pretty bad situation regarding the election. I think this is another one of those things because as far as I know, TikTok is still up.
Mm-hmm. With no plans of going anywhere.
Right. So that, yeah, exactly. So yeah, exactly. So that executive order, I guess, hasn't been signed yet. So we'll see.
I can see how that looks bad on his part because how big TikTok is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kids don't not going to know that information, right? Mm-mm. Of, like, the security breaching and all that. Like, they're not going to look at it that way. They're going to like, oh, he's attacking us. Or, you know, like, he's trying to take this away from us. So, I don't know. I think that's an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that information. So,
yeah.
You know. I knew it was probably deeper, but I just didn't know exactly what it was.
Yeah, it's a genuine concern, mm-hmm. you know, I think that these privacy advocates have raised and, you know, about what they're doing with the data and the fact that it is a Chinese company and, you know, our tense relationship that we have with them right now that continues to further escalate with us closing down that consulate and stuff like that. So I get it. It's been a conversation that's been going on for a while, but it's also a conversation that has lightly been had by the White House. So for him to just randomly say that, you know, just out of the blue is just another one of those things where when I heard it, I immediately thought about what we talked about with the rally thing and how they were involved mm-hmm. in boosting up the ticket sales.
So with that said, like, is there any validity to his fake news thing, CZ saying? In y'all opinion?
What do you mean validity to his fake news?
Like with this, for instance, right? Because you could say, you know, that is fake news because the way it's out there right now, you don't get that backstory. All you get is like this Generation X spin.
I don't think so, man, because to be honest, I didn't see the Generation X-Men until you just said it.
Oh, really?
Everything I've seen has been China has been collecting personal information. That's what I've seen from the, across from the board. Yeah, I didn't see anything about, oh, Trump is attacking Generation Z, whatever people. Not saying that that's not out there. I'm sure it's out there. I'm just saying I haven't seen any of that. So I don't know if this is really so much of a fake news. Because, I mean, the thing about it is he could be doing it for both reasons.
He could, yeah.
You know, if TikTok is a Chinese company collecting personal information from Americans. And,
like, oh, I got him.
And it's also a bunch of people who are bragging about fucking up his rallies. Mm-hmm. He could be relating that to the same thing, which is the Chinese government, you know, interfering. So, I mean... I don't know. I mean, I don't know if this is a fake news example.
Yeah, I think it's legit. I think you can and you know, I think those news organizations will take that angle about the Chinese company. They're not going to really talk about what we discussed, you know, about the tickets and stuff like that. It's something that we mentioned a while ago, so we have that connection. It was a brief little story, a little fun haha story that, you know, a couple of sites may have mentioned, but there are legit concerns about what this company is doing with the data. And, you know, they're trying to correct it from what I've seen, but they just haven't completely gotten there. So if they're not planning on going anywhere, they need to fix that shit. You know? So yeah, that's where I'm at with that.
Cool. Do y'all use TikTok?
I actually have an account. I haven't.
Wow.
I was trying to, he got an account.
I was just trying to find out who I need to call Chris Hansen on, but I guess it's Ken.
Yeah, yeah. But I haven't used it yet. But my kids use it a lot. Like my 4-year-old, and he watches it. Like he just be scrolling through the app and just looking at all the videos.
That's Sarah Cooper. She funny. I see she posts all her stuff on Twitter though. But who? Yeah, her Sarah Cooper.
Sarah Cooper.
Yeah. She be like mocking Trump and shit all the time. Like whenever
you've probably seen it.
Yeah.
I don't know who Sarah Cooper is.
Yeah, she just be mocking Trump. It'd just be hilarious. Like she always mocked like the shit that when Trump just don't know what the fuck he's talking about, and she's always making
she TikTok gonna put that shit on Instagram for me to see it.
Yeah.
I feel like anybody that's over the age of like 20 should not be on no damn TikTok.
But see, people that's the thing. Yeah, go ahead.
I think he was about to say it too, but that's the thing. Like, people are putting TikToks on Instagram.
Good. Mm-hmm. So I can see him. I can see him then.
And people are over the age of 20 are on TikTok.
I'm calling the cops on y'all.
But,
I'm calling the cops on everyone.
But started off with kids, though.
With Musical.ly, yeah, it was a Musical.ly app. It was like a lip singing app that the Chinese company created. And then
for kids.
Yeah, she posts them on her Instagram too. I did
that. Cool. And she's over 20. She use it.
Okay.
I can see how
she might need to call cops called on her.
I see how people can get wrapped up in that.
They have some funny shit on there.
Cause Naomi sent me what's that? What did it say? Get that cash, that ass, then leave or something like that. Y'all seen that? It's some song or whatever, but it's trending right now. And she sent me that, and I just happened to just mistakenly scroll, and it was showing other stuff, and I found myself still scrolling like oh shit.
So it's like a Vine.
I'm
like,
stop this shit. I had to pull myself away from it.
Like TikTok's taking the place of Vine, because Vine used to be like that. Like as far as
I never got into
looking
any
at
that
silly
stuff.
Shit.
Yeah. You're too old. That's why.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
It's not an age thing, but
yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Vine and all that shit was kids.
No,
that,
man.
Yes, it. What do you mean? No, yes, it was.
Vine had a lot of grown people. TikTok, I think it is more. I think it's.
Hold on. Time out. Before you move along. I'm not saying there are zero adults on these apps. Once again, stop being Reddit commenters. I'm saying TikTok and Vine was more for young people. People our age, it was not made for us, and it was not majority us on there. That's what I'm saying.
See, Instagram.
Now y'all can Google it.
Instagram was the same
way,
though.
Thank you, Ralph. No. That's all I was saying.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. I just disagree with what you're saying.
You can, but I feel like Ralph sounded like he was disagreeing, but he didn't feel what I was saying.
No,
you can disagree.
I felt what you said. I didn't need the extra soliloquy behind it, the extra explanation.
Y'all spicy today.
I was saying that with Vine, there were a lot of big Viners. I guess that's what you would call them. that were in our age group that had big followings.
TikTok, I'm sure there were.
TikTok, I feel it is more for the even younger generation. Mm-hmm. But I think that if you're any type of business and you're not on all of these platforms, you're missing out to a degree.
Businesses don't need to be on no damn TikTok.
Depending on your business.
What's your business what's your adult business that needs to be on
Dead
TikTok?
Dead and Hip Hop.
Dead and Hip Hop does not need to be on TikTok.
It should be on TikTok.
So when you say that if you're a business, you're missing out by not being on TikTok, what is Dead and Hip Hop missing out by not being on TikTok? Five old ass men. What the fuck are we going to do on TikTok?
You could chop up what the hell we do and what we say and just put it out there.
For what?
Because it's another social media platform that allows our brand to get
better. Attention.
I don't.
I feel that, and I feel it for reasons like, you know, like when people make those gifts and stuff, and if somebody wanted to mock that, mock you, if somebody wanted to mock you, they could.
They can do it on any other social media
app. Not like TikTok.
But you look at TikTok, and it's mostly kids. Just like when Vine was popping out, because I'm going back because FIFO clearly
when
didn't.
Vine was popping out, bars. Huh? You said when Vine was popping out. When Vines Vine was popping out, out, like Vines? Never mind. Like grapevines.
Don't go no further.
I know where you're going.
Don't go no further.
We don't say grapevines.
I mean, all that shit was with the young folks.
You fuck grapevines, bro.
even then, hip hop was young folk. You know, obviously our demographic is aged with us, but initially, motherfuckers watching us was in teenagers. And I'm pretty sure that we still have teenagers that watch us.
If we wanted to target specific demographics, then to his point, you could go on TikTok to do it while it's hot.
What I'm saying is the people... Okay, forget it.
Okay. If,
nah, I'm just this is going... This we're just riding this out. If y'all want to be old-ass men on fucking some damn social media platform making yourselves look like a whole bunch of pedos, go ahead.
I just see... My whole point to that was that most of these platforms started off as young people.
As young people, yeah.
Of course they did. They started out. Were you on them when they started out? No, because you're not a child. And you would have looked mad weird being a fucking adult on a child platform.
So when it switches over, that's when the old people can jump on.
Sure.
When
TikTok gets to the point where there are what FIFO said that I disagree with, when he said there were mad older, that's fine. When it switched over, when I saw Vine, it was mostly young people. Vast majority was young people. I was like, I'm not getting on that.
I was late to the party. I don't know.
You probably were, but I remember my girlfriend at the time's niece was talking about Vine. I was like, I don't know what Vine is. Mm-hmm. And she's showing it to me. And it was a bunch of kids dancing around to songs. I was like, I have no business on this app. That's all I'm saying. I think the shit looks mad weird, especially now, five adult-ass men talking about, oh, we got a fucking TikTok. What are you guys doing TikTok? Oh, we just chop up, we put a little song. Nah, man, get your ass the fuck out of here.
I think we're already there.
Who's already where?
Where you said, I think the older people are already starting to take it over.
On TikTok?
On TikTok, yes. That's what they're saying. So
who's
so
they?
Ken and FIFO. So y'all are saying
on TikTok, I don't know how you got brought in.
We're talking about,
wait.
This is Sarah Cooper.
Just really, really one quick question for clarity. Are we talking about creators or the people that watches TikTok?
I don't know who watches it. How would I know who watches it? I'm saying I've seen little clips that pop over on Twitter, and 9.5 times out of 10, it's children, meaning people that are under the age of 17, 18 to me.
I haven't seen children.
I'm not searching shit. Don't try that shit. I'm saying shit that'll pop up on my TL and it's like, oh, TikTok. And it'd be young people. It definitely ain't be people our age.
I've seen people, like when I see on Twitter, I see people post that's around our age stuff from
TikTok.
Yeah, from TikTok. Okay. That's our age. Yeah.
And because my wife be getting on me, she's like, she wants somebody to TikTok with her. And I keep saying, I'm not doing that shit. But she wants me to do like these music challenges and dances and shit. And I'm like, babe, you know, when you met me, I don't dance and do that shit.
Yeah.
So she wants me to do that. So I know that there is a faction. I'm not saying it's the overwhelming majority, but there are.
Okay. Can y'all stick and can y'all make a point and stick to it? Are you saying that it is taking over or not? Because he just said that both of y'all are saying that older people are taking over and you're saying they're not. So
I'm saying that the overwhelming majority of TikTokers are not our age. However, we are starting to take over that platform just like other platforms.
So then we're not disagreeing. So it is still people that are younger than us.
But well, they're always going to be younger than me.
With the self joke today.
What's the status on the is the Mike still on OnlyFans account though?
You yeah. That one, Mike. Don't look at me. OnlyFans is for adults.
That's not for kids. Huh?
I wouldn't feel weird about that. You know what I'm saying? If that hip hop had an OnlyFans, but hey, make that head and that bread like you said, Rob. But hey, if you, so I just looked it up. Look, 60%. 60% are between the ages of 16 to 24. These are people on TikTok.
That's what takes over just about anything, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's why I'm see. Even when I try to agree with Rod, he won't let me. I'm trying to back up y'all's point and
I'm
say I'm wrong.
Up your point.
You wouldn't let me.
I'm back. Let me
admit that I'm wrong every once in a while.
Yeah, man, let him have that shit.
You know what I'm saying? Look, I didn't even have to do this. I could have just left it alone and act like I still thought I was right.
Read the shit.
Thank
man.
You.
Read the shit.
Huh?
Hey, man, you like read the shit.
Right. No, I'm wrong. So
but you like to be right, so you're correcting yourself.
60% are between the ages of 16 to 24, which is, like you said, that's most social media platforms. Mm-hmm. 26% are between the ages of 25 to 44, which is not a very large number. So people our age are definitely not taking over TikTok. 80% are between the ages of 16 and 34. So that definitely leads to what y'all are saying. Now, personally, I'm still not going to get a TikTok because I feel weird about it. But I don't feel as weird as I did before this conversation.
What you got, B?
No, I was going to talk about the Herman Cain shit. That's the only thing I saw with him dying to coronavirus after... Mm. After what he tweeted, what did he say? He said something about the mask.
Well, he deleted that.
What you mean?
Oh, they deleted it?
It was deleted before he died, Rob. Oh. Don't do that. You so stupid, man. Don't do that. Oh, man. I wish y'all could have seen Rob's face. How do you do that?
Oh, I can't wait till the interns come back. I mean, the staff members come back.
Like, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait.
Oh, right, okay, so he didn't hate to leave it. But no, yeah, he just pretty much was saying like about, you know, yeah.
Oh God, people, real quick, let me go delete this real quick.
One more thing, man.
Let me go and delete that.
Right. Yeah, because he went to the Trump rally on June 20th. He tested positive June 29th, and was pretty much hospitalized pretty much for the whole month of July, and he passed away from it. They showed a picture of him, you know, at the rally with a group of people.
Yeah, it was his whole family.
Yeah, just chilling. No mask on, nothing.
And no mask gang.
Saying like, like I said, the tweet that Mike said that he deleted, it was something to like, yeah, people are fed up, you know, you have to mandate mask wearing and all that little stuff. So I'm not going to wear it at this Trump rally and stuff. And look what happened. It's like people that think this shit is fake or just think this shit is, you know, not going to happen to them. I mean, it's proven point. And the fact, the way that people are spinning this shit, all the spins that, of course, you know, the GOP is gonna go with this and shit. And I saw one tweet where someone was like, "Oh yeah, you know, COVID didn't take them; the Lord took them." You know,
man, that shit.
It was like, what the hell? Like, yeah, everybody just coming up with a whole. Well, you know, he already had conditions and stuff, so I mean, he just would have died anyway. He wouldn't even been from COVID-19. Like, so many spin moves, yeah. Man. Like, it's crazy.
But, yeah. I forgot the guy's name. He was on Chris Cuomo's show.
Mm-hmm.
And he, to your last point, said the same thing. And I'm like, oh, that's what they're going to go
mm-hmm.
with.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, you know, Herman Cain, he had cancer. He knew the risk. And, you know, he just wanted to live life and that he was flying all over the world. So just putting just enough things out there mm-hmm. to try to disassociate.
Because they're not going to own up to it.
Right. To kind of give enough people some means of doubt to not connect the rally to him catching mm-hmm. coronavirus, which I think that it was, I mean, I won't say it's confirmed, but I mean, it seems fairly obvious. But I think that was really mostly all I saw. Like, the story came and went.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really interesting. Yeah.
The Herman Cain story came and went?
Yeah.
Shit. That motherfucker was lingering on my timeline for a long time because people were making jokes about it. And then the narrative turned into how it's not cool that people are making fun of the fact that he's dead. So I saw a lot of people going back and forth about that for a while.
Which is, how do you feel about that? Because I think that is a interesting discussion.
I mean, I don't think it's funny that he's dead.
Yeah, I mean, because at the end of the day, he's someone's father, someone, a loved one.
Right.
A loved one. So it's like, you're not going to laugh. I'm not going to laugh at, ha, 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 he died. Like, the, you know, like.
I mean, if it was Trump, I would, ha, ha, he died.
Yeah.
But, or if it was like, yes. Yes, there'd be no part of my entire being that would feel even remotely bad that he died. Yeah.
I understand not feeling bad for him.
I would throw a party.
Laugh,
I would throw a party.
I know people. A lot of people say that.
I'm dead ass serious.
So you're serious? I see that. I see that around. I see people saying like, "Yo, I'll throw a party if Trump died." I see that a lot.
Do you know how many people are dead because of Trump?
150,000.
Beyond COVID.
Yeah.
Beyond COVID.
Beyond, yeah, we talked.
He was killing people before COVID showed up.
Yeah.
COVID just helped him clear out more poor people.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're talking about how many people he's killed, as well as how many lives he's permanently ruined, I would literally fucking jump up and down and cheer if something popped up and was like, oh, he's gone. I'm like, oh, finally 2020 is doing something right. You know, if he died, if
that's what I was about to ask. Yeah.
If Ted Nugent died, I'd be like, tight.
Mm-hmm.
See you, Ted. But there's not a lot of people that I would cheer on.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely wasn't Herman Cain. It was just kind of like, when I saw it, I'm like, see, man, this shit is fucking serious. I mean, it wasn't all like, oh, good riddance and all that bullshit. Because it's just like I said, it's loved one. So it's like, yeah, someone lost a grandfather, father, or husband, or whatever. So
I can, with Herman Cain, I can say, I don't feel bad that he's gone. I'm not cheering his death.
Okay. Oh, no.
I don't feel bad that he's gone. I feel sorry for his family and friends. I have to mourn him.
Right.
But he was out here promoting very unsafe and dangerous methods of living. Mm-hmm. So he could have promoted other people or prompted other people to do the dumbass shit he was doing, get themselves infected, infect other people, and then whoever, kill whoever.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's a victory that he's gone.
No.
I think it's a sad, it's a death that didn't need to happen. You know, it's a sad consequence.
Right.
You know, I would have much rather see Herman Cain keep getting slapped down in these polls and keep seeing his career not necessarily going to where the place he wanted it to go. I'd rather see that than see the man dead.
Right.
You know. So
I don't even know. Well, karma's happened to a lot of people that dismissed it. He's one of the high profile deaths that has happened. You know, since this thing has happened, I think at least on the GOP side that I can recall. I was indifferent, but I did wonder like what the family are thinking right now. And how are they taking it? That's obviously their private business, but I couldn't help but like them thinking like, man, if we just didn't go, or we believed it, or we took. You always express, you know, some form of regret, you know, and I'm wondering if they're doing that, or if they're saying, look, this is just, you know, it just happened, and you know, we're just gonna live with it. But to lose your loved one over this has to be painful and hurt, because you know it didn't have to happen.
It has to be painful and hurt, but at the same time, I feel like if that was my relative that had been doing the same stupid shit that Herman Cain was doing, of course I would feel bad that he's gone, but I wouldn't look at it and be like, man, you know, we could have changed this, or we could have done that. He was a grown-ass man, super grown, super grown and influential, and had a platform, and he was using his platform to essentially prompt other people to do things that can kill people. So is it better him not being around? I think that's a conversation that much smarter people than I can have.
Yeah.
But looking at it from the outside, looking into the smart conversation, I can see both sides.
Yeah. Yeah. I was conflicted, you know, with it, just seeing what he tweeted, being boastful, you know, about it by being at the rally and then catching it. And then subsequently dying from it, Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know if they're going to place blame on anybody, but, you know, or if they're just going to be like, look, you know, kind of going back to what that guy was saying, like he lived his life, but, and, you know, he didn't express any regrets. We'll never know.
Who didn't express regrets? Herman Cain?
Herman, yeah.
See, you know, that's the part that kind of sucks. I don't know how his mind state was before he passed, but man, that was kind of an opportunity for you to be like, yo, son, grandson, whoever, go tell these people I was wrong. Mm-hmm. Go tell these people that I was out here spreading this false news and it got me. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would do. You know, if I'm on my fucking deathbed, I don't want to go out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And not help people like they could have helped me maybe, or like if I had fucking listened, then I may not be in this predicament. Yeah, if he had cancer, odds are he's probably going to pass anyway at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe he might have had another couple years on him. Who knows?
Yeah, he was 70-something.
Right, so he was older, but he's still, you know, that's not that old.
Nah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But they still aren't letting people in hospitals, though. Like, when people are sick.
He could have passed a message.
Did Trump say anything?
That's what I was wondering, too.
He did. He said he was always a great man and blah, blah, blah. The typical. You know,
he's a great man. He said the same thing about Obama at one point.
Yeah, well, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, when he first came in.
Oh,
I don't remember that shit.
I don't remember trying to
take that shit back quick.
I thought he, yeah, I always.
Well, we knew he was lying.
No, he said. He's actually a great man. Like, yeah, right.
Yeah. Nah.
he's, I think the biggest hit is, you know, he has one of his niggers gone. That's really what it is. Because he ain't got that many, you know? And
Ben Carson really is.
He needs all the ones he can. Yeah, man. He needs all the ones.
Is Ben the only one that's left? Ben Carson?
Yeah, I think so.
I get the two of them mixed up, Ben Carson and Herman Cain.
Really?
They're both just trash bags to me. So, I mean,
can't tell
it's
the difference,
just, yeah, it's Hefty tomatoes versus, Hefty versus Big Loss Brands. Yeah. Like, whatever.
Well, Ben Carson's still alive, so that's going to help.
Maybe. Tomorrow, I might think Ben Carson's the one. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, Ben Carson and Candace Owens, the only ones that are left.
Well, they ousted her, so she's...
Who ousted her?
The Republican Party.
Ousted Candace Owens? When did that
happen? Is she still going around talking? Because she's been silent. I haven't heard...
You know what? She has been silent, but I didn't think there was any detailed reason to
They're not fucking with her. I don't know the reason why, but they're not fucking with her anymore.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. This would be a perfect time for her to go out and be talking shit. She's not talking shit.
You're right. She has been fairly quiet.
And remember, they got rid of Shuckin' and Jivin' too.
Yeah, they brought them. They brought them back.
They did.
Yeah, they brought them back. They were there. They were on some event that was coming up. They were part of it.
Who is Shuckin' and Jivin'?
What were their names? Diamond and Silk.
Who the
fuck? Diamond and Pearls. Remember them?
Man, you've seen Diamond and Silk.
Yeah, I've seen them.
If you give me diamonds and pearls.
You've seen, like, and I don't know if they're serious or if they're just pimping the Republican Party.
I know who you're talking about. I did see, like, a clip of that shit.
I've been trying to figure that out for the last 4 years.
That shit seemed fake to me, but I don't know.
I don't think
it seems like they're being paid to do that shit.
I think they might be
putting... It looks staged.
I think it's a con game, man. I think they're getting them for all of their money.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I thought when I saw it. I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's typically my first thought when I see any of these black folks.
Because it's too over the top. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But you seen the other guy, Terrence something?
Yeah, he's over the top.
He seems like he's one of the ones that might be getting paid too. Because he's
so over the top.
Oh, he loves
like,
Trump.
Look, I'm at the rally.
Yeah, this D, y'all. Y'all not going to talk about President Trump. Y'all not gonna suffering succotash mouth ass motherfucker.
That's exactly how he sounds too.
I can't stand that motherfucker. Anytime he pops up, I'm like, here we go.
And it's a woman too. I can't think of her name. She lives here. She's like a Trumpy too.
I think I've seen that too.
Yeah, a black woman. I can't think of her name. She's like going for some type of Republican rep here or something.
Oh,
like that.
I've seen her. Wasn't she like a lawyer or something like that before? Like she's not like a clowny type of person. She's like she's serious.
Yeah,
she's
serious.
I don't think she's full of shit.
She's serious. Yeah, I'm just thinking of black people that Trump have in his corner or whatever.
He hasn't really promoted her like that though. Mm-hmm. He hasn't really been talking about her.
Sure hasn't.
She late to the party.
She's very late.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's very late. Candace Owens already got that spot.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe not. Spot.
Yeah, because Candace been quiet, man. She's been really quiet.
What happened to Candace?
What you got, FIFO?
Not sure if y'all follow like stocks and business and stuff like that.
Starting to.
I do.
Okay. But so I don't know if y'all saw the Kodak stock just skyrocket this past week. Mm-hmm. It was like ridiculous. And the main reason why it skyrocketed and their stock grew over 2,000% in a week. Yeah, it was the craziest thing. So I'm a part of some Facebook groups that are, you know, business savvy, stocks, investments, all that type of stuff. And when I saw this, I was like, holy shit. I was literally on my way home from work. And I just started doing a little bit more research. And basically, the government loaned Kodak some money to start doing something. Hold on, let me.
I don't know if I like where this might be
to,
going.
To invest into drugs to fight the coronavirus. And that evaluation took at the highest. Their stock before all of this stuff was at $2. And at the highest, they were trading at $52. Mm-hmm. And their evaluation went all the way to $20 billion, $2 billion. And then in the last day, it dropped back down to about $1.5 billion. And there's this guy on Twitter. His name is Douglas A. Bonaparte. He's legit. He's president of Bonafide Wealth, CNBC Wealth Advisor, author of Mail Money Fix, just a whole bunch of shit. And he also has a podcast called Sleeping Podcast. But this guy basically said, if you invested $10,000 in Kodak 1 minute ago, this is obviously right before they blew up, you would have made $437,122,500 with a $10,000 investment in Kodak. Mm. So that's just, I saw that. And obviously there's no stock that has done that in the last, you know, fucking year. Where it grew 2,000% literally overnight because of a loan from a government. So I just thought, I saw that and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
You really had to invest $10,000
to make $400 million.
Yeah.
Like, and a lot of these.
You got $10,000 sitting around like this.
Well, just invest $10.
But even if you would invest $1,000, right? I think that's more. Yeah, that's more people have more access to $1,000.
Yeah.
Even at $1,000, you're talking, what, $4 million?
But that's what I'm saying. So you could have invested $10 and you still would have made
$400,000.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
So, you know, at the end of the day, it was the come up of the century that we missed out on because we just wasn't in the fucking know. I wasn't in the know in the moment. I knew about 2 days after. But yeah, man, I just thought that was fucking
that's
crazy.
What a lot of these investors are doing like right now is they're just kind of looking at these different type of companies that's in that business because somebody's going to get that money to start making these vaccines either on the front end or the back end or actually, honestly, in the middle. And they're going to get that government. It's going to increase their valuation. And it's just really using all your intel or insider trading to figure out which ones are the ones that's going to do it and identifying those opportunities. And you're going to take some L's. You're going to take some wins.
100%.
But if you got the money to just spread out and, you know, mitigate your risk, then, you know, it's worth it because that 400 mil – that's a come up. So if you lose out on everything else, fuck it.
100%. So basically, Kodak said that they're shifting their business from photography and cameras and all of that stuff to drug ingredients. So they're making that hard left or hard right, however
that's
you want to say
it. That's a hell of a pivot.
It's a big ass pivot.
That's weird.
It's a super weird pivot. But at the end of the day, if you would have invested in Kodak last week, you would have been a multimillionaire by now.
Thanks, FIFO.
Well, I'm just saying.
He just brought down the whole show. Because, damn, I never would have thought. Like, who would have thought about that?
Kodak, nigga? Come on. Like, that's not a company that you were just, oh, yeah, let me go put even, like, $100 in. Like, what? Like, they were a dying breed. Like, they're not even the leading camera manufacturer anymore. You know what I'm saying? So, like, why would you even invest in that? And how would you even know that they're going to pivot to making drug ingredients?
Somebody talking. Yep. So you have to read between the lines. But you got to, like, be in that space and just kind of read up on those articles and try to see what people are saying by not saying.
Yeah. You know, I think the time, like, because obviously we weren't necessarily in the know, but if I would have seen that loan that they got from the government to pivot this way, I probably would have took some money and just invested it. When I see stuff like this, man, like I keep talking about, like on Frames, we need to get into the show Billions. But the dude, Bobby Axelrod, this is how he thinks, man. Like, he would have been in front of it. And obviously, it's a TV show or whatever, but still, like, just the way that they built that character's mind to think is like, I'm trying to think that way, like, trying to be ahead of the game. Like, when I said coronavirus came out, right? Like, if you would have invested in these manufacturers that build these shields, you know, the partitions, you would have made crazy money. Because every business entity has some type of partition inside of their establishment.
Yeah.
If you would have invested right when coronavirus hit, you would have made crazy money.
Yeah.
But my brain doesn't, like, my brain sees it after the fact. Like, I'm trying to train it to see it before, you know, these things, like, actually take off. But it's not easy.
Mm-mm. And it's just, yeah, you got to be in the game, man. Huh. What you got, Mike?
So, did y'all see this video of these doctors that were on television and they were talking about, well, not television, but they did a press conference in D.C. where they were talking about how people should stop wearing masks because COVID, there's already a cure. And the cure is hydroxychloroquine, which is something that Trump has already been talking about. And one of the main doctors, her name is Stella Emanuel. You might have seen a snippet of her. She's a black woman.
Black woman that was I saw it.
A Nigerian black woman.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the group is called the America Frontline Doctors Group. And the reason it took off is because of course they're saying that, you know, she's saying that she's cured 350 something people of COVID using hydroxychloroquine. So your boy Trump gets word of this.
Mm-mm.
Immediately he starts promoting it, saying, you know, this woman is very important. People should listen to her. She has a great voice.
Mm-hmm.
His stupid ass fucking son starts promoting this chick too. So I'm seeing, I'm like, I don't know about, I mean, she sounds nuts. This sounds like Plandemic Part 2. Let me go look this up. This woman is fucking crazy. All right.
Oh, God.
Let me just tell you a few of the things that she said. She said that kids are losing their religion due to injections from the government. There is a government vaccine that they are injecting into kids that are making them not be religious. Impotence is caused by evil spirits. So her whole obsession with evil spirits was the big talking point with her. So she thinks that a lot of issues that women have, like endometriosis, fibroids, that this comes by having sex with demons in your sleep.
What?
And she's not kidding. She's fucking serious.
She's a clinical doctor.
She is a doctor.
With the paperwork and all that.
She works in a strip mall that's next to a Marshall's.
That's why.
But she's a doctor. But she is a doctor.
She works next to Holy Moly Donut Shop.
Bro, I was like, are you, like, how can this get crazier? But yes, she says that if you have fibroids, those are evil deposits from having a spirit husband.
Man, I thought you were about to say demon balls.
Hold that thought. So she says that a spirit husband or a spirit wife is someone that you have met in your sleep that you've had sex with. They're actually demons. And these female issues are a response, a bodily response to demon sperm. Her own words.
We got there.
Demon sperm.
So demons just off your shoe, not the chlorine.
Bro, all yes. Every raw dogging out here, bro. Demons just getting it. Yes.
Probably didn't sound like that.
Shout out to Lupe.
A couple more. So she also says that scientists are installing microchips and promoting a vaccine that prevents a person from developing religious beliefs. The government is run by humanoids who are part reptilian. She says they're half human, half ET, and the government is using this alien DNA in pharmaceuticals, and it's been going on for a while now. This is the person that Donald Trump has been promoting.
Oh, hell no.
One of her tweets, because the video's been getting snatched down from Facebook, from Twitter. One of her tweets says, Hello, Facebook. Put back my profile page and videos up on your computers or they'll start crashing till you do. You are not bigger than God, I promise you. If my page is not back up, Facebook will be down in Jesus' name. That was 5 days ago. Amen. The page Amen. Is still up.
In the name of Father, Son, the Holy Spirit.
Bruh, this is the type of shit that is really, to me, is dangerous.
Yeah.
Because Trump promoted it, of course, a lot of his stupid ass followers are promoting it. And they're focusing on this one piece, which is her promoting hydroxychloroquine. They're ignoring everything else that this woman is saying. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I think this is something. Oh, she also said that Jay-Z is a warlock. So I figured, you know.
Oh, that's true.
Rod might get upset about that one. But yeah, man, like this is just one of those things where it's just like these people are popping up out of nowhere and you have a fucking stupid president that promotes shit without researching it.
Mm-hmm.
Obama wouldn't have done this. I don't even think George Bush would have done none this fucking stupid, but Donald fucking Trump. And every time this kind of thing happens, I just look at it and I'm just like, have you guys admitted yet that you fucked up? Have you people that voted for family. Donald Trump, even those of you that did it as like I'm doing it to make a point about the two-party system. Are you guys ready to admit that you fucked up yet? Because we really might have 4 more years of someone that is promoting a woman that says demon sperm causes fibroids. And y'all are cool with this shit. Like, it's fucking nuts.
It's so funny because when he was doing one of those briefings and somebody asked him, one of the reporters asked him about that. And, you know, he kind of talked around it. And then I think she had a follow-up question and he just walked away.
He stormed off and said, okay, we're done.
Yep.
This is who we have as a president.
All because he wants hydrochloroquine to be wrecked because he has financial investments, a small investment in the company that is making it. It's insane, man. I'm so tired. And hearing about hydrochloroquine, it's like, why does this keep coming up? But people won't let it go because he won't let it go.
And like when I see this type of thing happen, I mean, I understand why your average person gets behind stuff like this. I think people are desperate, like extremely desperate. They want their lives back and they want to believe anything that pops up. If it means that they can get back to normal. So if it means listening to a woman that says that demon sperm is something that happens or you have spirit husbands and that the government is made up of lizard people, if they have to ignore all of that to focus on the hydroxychloroquine part, they're going to do it. But it's just getting to a point now where it's just like, why do we have a president that can't stop being a fucking dangerous idiot? Like, you see a woman promoting something and you don't bother to go look it up before you start fucking saying, oh, this woman's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's literally a 2-second Google search. Mm-hmm. Or just go to her Twitter page. Like, right now, I was on her Twitter page and she is just saying all kinds of whacked out shit. She still believes that Fauci is taking hydroxychloroquine and she has been demanding that he give over his piss so she can test it. Not only did she ask, she literally said, I double dog dare you. And this, again, this is somebody that Trump is like, yeah. And just so you know, the demon sperm, she just tweeted about demon sperm 4 days ago. Mm-hmm. Yes, America needs deliverance from demon sperm. Mm-hmm. So.
That's crazy.
Yep, another episode in How Stupid Are Americans?
I'm just sitting here, I'm just like, How did you pass med school? how are you?
Because she's probably intelligent. Mm-hmm. She's probably very intelligent.
Yep.
A lot of people that believe this weird wacko religious shit, they're intelligent, but they just believe on some outside shit, like shit that doesn't make any kind of scientific sense. But when it comes to being a medical doctor,
yeah, I guess you could read books
what I mean?
Or whatever.
Like, you can be a great mathematician, but you can be a fucking moron in your daily life. Mm-hmm. Like, there's those things called idiot savants.
Yeah.
Maybe
she's
one of those. I don't know. It's baffling. Yeah,
it really is. Like,
every week it seems like it's something else. And the group itself is also, from what I read, I couldn't totally fact check it, but what I saw looked like it was being sponsored by the Tea Party Patriots. So this is still, you know, more of this right wing conspiracy theory bullshit, you know, because they're still convinced that coronavirus is a left wing conspiracy. So I'm still waiting for the reasoning for it. Like, if somebody can explain to me why, then maybe I'll listen. But nobody has yet been able to explain why someone would do this. Like, what is the end goal? What is the benefit of leftists pushing forth this idea that you have to wear masks and, you know, be inside? Like, how is this helping anybody?
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll be back after this quick break. Yeah, just two quick things. One, I'm sure you guys saw that he floated the idea about delaying the election. That shit got destroyed quick.
Yeah, I'm about to say, they shut that down quick, didn't they?
Man, because I think Republicans are getting to the point. Watch. Those are the ones to watch. Like if they start to kind of disassociate themselves, they know something. But yeah, they pushed that shit back with the quickness. Even this boy Lindsey Graham was like, "Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea." So they starting to get tired of you know, his rhetoric, and I thought that was interesting. So I don't know if we'll see that again. And then him, just the fact that he's just lying and saying that mail-in ballots will be fraud because of foreign interference, which has been shot down by his own. His own administration as well. So, because
isn't that how they vote anyway?
Yep. It's how he voted too.
So we can't vote the way you vote?
Right. Which is crazy to me. So, but anyway, so, because I think we kind of mentioned that on the show. So, since it actually happened, since he said it, I just kind of wanted to bring that up. But, the last thing, man, this is kind of a fun topic. Y'all remember the first time you got your paycheck and you saw the taxes? Look at this shit. I don't know if you guys saw this video, but this kid finally got his first paycheck.
Because he was expected to me.
Why your face like that, JoJo?
It's probably the taxes.
Would you expect it more?
Because you're
18. JoJo, would you expect it more?
How much are you getting? I got this
out. JoJo, where are you going?
How much did I get? Oh, yeah, they took out taxes, Joe. Welcome to the world.
What? Joe.
Yeah.
Where are you going, man?
It's a part of life.
Ooh, you mad?
Oh, wow.
He crushed, man.
He don't know how the taxes hit, boy.
JoJo, where are you going?
Look.
Okay. So they took out employee Medicare and they took out your Social Security employment. So that's 406.
But I got my Social Security number.
No, you always. Oh,
poor kid.
You have to pay taxes every time you get paid.
Poor kid.
Oh man.
What is funny?
Yeah, man. I might have to record my sons, but yeah, I remember that. When that first time you get that check,
my dad,
man,
prepared me for that, so I didn't have that reaction. I mean, of course, when I saw it, I was like, man, that's some bullshit, but like, my dad prepped me for what was gonna go down when I got that.
It still hurt to see it, though. It does.
So when I see it, I'm like, god damn, this, even though I knew it was coming, I saw it, I'm like, that's some bullshit. Like, let me go back to washing cars, getting paid under the table. Shit, like,
I don't think my daughter had that reaction when she got her first paycheck, because I had already told her about that type of stuff. And the other thing is that her check wasn't that much, so she didn't really see much taxes coming out. She is making a little bit more money now, so I'll be curious to see what she thinks about it now. But yeah, because right now she's making like a $10-$11 hour job right now, which is pretty good for a teenager.
I remember my first one, man. I was working at Burger King, and or actually, no, that was not my first job. My first job was, where the fuck was it? Was it Subway? Yeah, Subway. And I saw my check
No, it was Burger King. I take that back. It was Burger King. And I remember when I saw that, like, I had to ask my mom, like, what's all this? Because it was damn near, like, it felt like at the time half, like, but obviously based off of what I was making, I know it wasn't half, but I want to say my check was like maybe $500-something, $600-something for 2 weeks worth of work. And man, they took so much. I was just like, I didn't understand. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't as bad as him, but I was just like why am I paying this? Like, it just, I couldn't comprehend. And I just recently had a moment like that. I had a pretty sizable check from the job. And when I looked at how much taxes came out, I just looked at my wife and I'm like, do you understand what they took in taxes could have paid all of our bills for the month? Mm-hmm. Like, just in tax. Yep. Yep. And I'm just, it irks the living shit out of me, bro. Mm-hmm. It really does, man. Because it's like, it's almost like you damned if you do, damned if you don't. You make a little bit of money, they don't take that much tax out. You make more money, they take more tax out. You still got not enough. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. It's some fuck shit. I know that.
I know. Who was it? J. Cole had said something about how much taxes he got taken. Like, mm-hmm. It was like in the millions or something mm-hmm. crazy. Like, it's just like when you think about when you have a certain amount of money, it's like, damn, bro. Like, that, like, people, like, Uncle Sam really getting his, like, yeah. real. Like, yeah. God damn. Like,
bro. I saw people talking about that J. Cole thing, and uh-huh. it was another one of those situations where he was just making himself look bad.
What you mean?
Because he's like, got shit tons of money and he was complaining about taxes, but it's like, bro.
But like, I think his thing was like, where is that going?
Mm-hmm. No, I get that. I get that. But you know, that like I've had discussions with some of my friends who make a bit more money than the average person, and they'll mm-hmm. complain too, and they're like, you know, it's not fair. Because I have some friends who are into that fair tax. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all remember that.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. Fair tax.
Yeah, I thought that was a load of shit, but I was like, I mean, yeah, if I'm working at Captain D's, of course I should pay less taxes than you 100. Who is a fucking accountant. That's just life. Now, how much taxes they take in general, yes, it's mm-hmm. bullshit. When I look at my check and it's like, oh, they took, you know, $400-something in taxes this week, and it's like, are you serious? Like, what?
I think it could probably still hit the same though, man. Like, I don't know. Like,
what will hit the same?
Seeing $1 million come out of your check.
But you will live.
I understand I live, but it's just the principality.
I get that. I do.
Like, it's like,
you're kind of privileged though to pay $1 million in taxes.
That's the point. Yes.
Huh? There's a privilege to being able to pay $1 million in taxes.
I understand that, but. Again, going back to the other flip side of that, it's like, yo, where is that going? Like he might want to put that $1 million somewhere else that like his community or something like that or whatever.
Yeah,
that's when you got to start thinking about like
being able to control where that money
because that's going to like officers and shit. Like mm-hmm. I'm giving $1 million to pay officers that kill us.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
that's fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you know, and levels to it.
And I think from like a high earning income person, I understand and I agree with you, Mike. Like if you work at Captain D's, yeah, you should pay less tax than a motherfucker that is a doctor.
Right.
But then after you done took out of, let's just say a doctor makes $250,000. Mm-hmm. After you done took out, let's just say $100,000 out of my shit, right? So I take home $150,000, yeah. even though I made $250,000.
Yeah.
Then you want me to pay you on top of everything after that 100,000, because most of those high earners, they still owe tax after they file taxes. Yeah,
exactly.
So it's like, bro, like, are you serious? Because I got a couple of friends that they're pharmacists, and I'm not gonna put legit pharmacists.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not gonna put all their business out there, but they make a decent six-figure salary.
Sure.
And they still owe 20 to 30 mm-hmm. after they done paid 50, 60, 70,000 in tax already.
Yep.
And it's like, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah, it's bullshit. It really is bullshit. But I kind of, when I see people go on like social media and complain about that shit, sometimes I'm really like, bro, you really should shut the fuck up.
Are you talking about like millionaires and
stuff?
Yeah.
Because it's just like, dog, like there's people that are out of work right now that are getting $300 a week from unemployment. And you're on Twitter being like, man, they took $1 million out of my check. If you don't shut your ass the fuck up forever, But I do get being frustrated. Trust me.
Yeah.
I get being in the house, opening your bill and being like, God damn,
yeah.
y'all took a meal? But I'm not fitting to go to social media and be like, hey, everybody, they took a meal out of my check.
Right.
You make enough money to where you can sacrifice a meal? Don't come to me complaining about that shit. Shut the fuck up, dude. Yeah. Your one check could probably pay all my rent for a year then. So be quiet.
Yeah, I missed that. I missed him saying that. That's funny.
This is a minute ago, right? I remember it.
He was talking. I don't even think he was talking about him. Well, he was saying that he gets a lot taken out, but he saw what Diddy got taken out. He said Diddy showed him.
Like, oh, I kind of remember.
Yeah, he said it
like two, three projects ago.
Yeah, He was saying how he. Oh, wait. Was that? No, you know what? It wasn't J. Cole. It was 2 Chainz. It was 2 Chainz.
I thought J. Cole did it.
J. Cole did it too. J. Cole said it too. But the one I'm talking about in particular is the 2 Chainz one.
Okay.
About how his taxes, because he was, you know, that on that deeper album that he made, he was talking about that, and he was saying he had saw Diddy. He was like, God damn.
Yeah. I mean, I've been thinking about this shit a lot lately, especially with Corona hitting, and I've been like, man, I personally, just off of my check, I'm paying a grip. So I'm just like, the fact that there's all of these people out here that are getting, you know, $500-$600 a week, which is now gone, but they were getting that $500-$600 a week for unemployment. And I saw all of these people complaining about that. They're just like, this is bullshit. I can't believe this is happening. These lazy motherfuckers. And I'm like, these lazy motherfuckers are the reason that money even exists, because they were paying their taxes for years. And this is the first time that they've been able to get that some of that money back. So it's like, the fact that you guys don't understand that this is your money anyway. You made this money and you basically gave it to the government to hold. And now the government is just like, nah, we don't want to give you that money back when you need it. You are dying right now. Your rent is backed up. You can't pay your power bill. And you don't understand why there are people fighting to say, give me some of my money back.
Give me a percentage.
And they
give me just a percentage of this money back. That's wild.
Can I hold up?
And you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and they haven't even agreed on that shit. So all them motherfuckers lost that shit. Like, so these people are just not having money right now.
Right. It's gone back to, you know, some of them are getting $250. I think the most you can get is $400 a week. I think it's the most. And the fact that these Republicans are in here and they're arguing about this.
Yeah.
You guys are arguing about people that can't pay their rent right now.
And they got money.
And like, y'all got money.
It doesn't even make sense.
You can pay your taxes easy.
And I even heard some of their housing is even paid for. Like, some of them motherfuckers are federally refunded housing. And it's like, the fact that they sitting on this perch and they arguing about people on that's on the, I hate to use this word, the bottom, but that's trying to make it.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on, y'all. Like, you guys have no, like, no conscience, like, at all. It blows my mind, man.
And the part that really sucks is they've been able to convince the other people that are at the bottom to agree with them.
Yes.
Like, y'all are lazy. Fuck y'all. All y'all on welfare and unemployment. Fuck y'all. Y'all are lazy. Bro, there are no jobs right now.
And it's not even, that's the point. It's not the fact that they're sitting at home because they don't want to go back to work.
Right.
They're sitting at home because there's no jobs to go back to.
Right.
And there's been studies and data that backs that up. Like, when the jobs are there, they go back to work. But
you know what, Ken? Even the people, like, because I've had friends that are like, yo, I'm making more off unemployment than I was making at my job.
Yep.
And then people will be like, well, that's fucked up that you're going to sit home and collect unemployment instead of working. How about we discuss how wealth is distributed and why these jobs are only paying this amount of money, but there is this bank of money that is there for me to be getting paid $600 a week. It's like, people don't even want to discuss that shit. You just want to call people lazy for getting more money to take care of their family as opposed to getting less money by going to this dead-end job. It's like, there are so many different discussions that could be had that people don't want to have because it's so easy to create villains out of the average working person than it is to actually look at your government and say, what the fuck is really going on right now?
Yeah, and it was something that one of you guys said, but it's like all of this time we spend working, paying taxes.
Right.
Like, we're not just, we're talking about hundreds. Everybody that's working. And we're in 1 year,
Right.
We can say, we got y'all. All right. This money that we've given.
Right.
We're talking about over decades now.
Right.
Hundreds of years.
Yes. Yes. And it's like 1 year, we'll be like, yo, y'all sit back, chill out. We got it.
I've been paying for your dinner for 12 years. Can you pay for my dinner once? Nah, I can't do that. Yep. Are you serious?
Right. Oh, are you serious? Uncle Sam right. Tom looking at
like, what is this?
Yeah. You know, Kev, before you brought that up, I was
it's
thinking.
It's funny how they spin it, too. Mm-hmm. That it's like a relief. Like, this is like. Yeah.
Bro, this ain't no fucking relief.
Right, this is my necessity, nigga.
Like, this ain't no relief.
This is a necessity, nigga. I done
thank you.
No
necessity
money,
is a
dog.
Perfect word.
I
this
need,
is a necessity.
I need a percentage of my shit back, nigga.
Right.
Because, I ain't going to be able to eat out here.
And I'm going to give it back to you later. Right. It's not like I'm never going to give it back to you. Exactly. Because when I get a job you're going to take that money back.
Guaranteed out my shit.
Right.
And you may raise taxes to do that.
Immediately.
Exactly.
Yep.
Immediately.
What are we talking
about? You know
about?
What are the worst three letters? Like every time I look at
IRS.
I
don't even,
yes.
You're right.
What I'm talking about when you're looking at your actual check stub is YTD, year to date.
Oh,
when
don't I look
be,
at that.
I hate looking at my check stub. I just be looking at my bank account to make sure my shit right.
Mm.
But when I look at my damn check stub, bro, and I see that year to date
yes, bro.
Tax that y'all niggas done took out my shit.
Yes.
Yeah, and just to, it's a whole conversation for another day because this shit can get lengthy too.
Mm-hmm.
But just to add on to just the taxes, insurance. So within a next month or 2 months, I still don't know if I'll have my job because they finally got the numbers about what percentage they got to lay off and cut and stuff like that. So they going through that process now, right? So we have insurance, obviously, through the job. I pay for everybody. I looked at that shit on how much I would have to do it myself as an individual plan, $1,300.
Yep. You need a job, just an extra job just to pay for the insurance.
Yep.
And I have to get it.
Yeah.
Because that's where they've been, you know, it's Kaiser. So I have to get it because it's the only doctor they've ever been to has all their medical records and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And even when I looked at alternatives, it's not that much cheaper. So,
yeah.
You know, so well, yeah.
Ambetter.
Shh, don't do Ambetter.
I'm sticking with Kaiser.
I had Ambetter. They're awful.
They are awful, they? But.
It is cheaper, but it's awful.
It's awful.
Get what you pay for.
Get what you pay for, yeah.
Yeah.
With
That was me.
Oh, with Ambetter, it's like a fucking pterodactyl. With Ambetter, you just have to hope you don't ever get sick. Because their deductibles are some bullshit.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Yeah. I had. I'm sorry. Go ahead. No. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying the deductible and well, it just depends on what you're doing, you know, obviously, but deductibles and like fuck, I forgot.
The copay.
Yeah, copay
is bad.
All that shit. Yeah. But you know. Insurance.
Yeah.
But yeah, insurance is I just say all that to say insurance is bullshit. I'm pretty sure we can have a very lengthy conversation about that.
Yeah.
But
all of this stuff is bullshit.
Yes.
Unless you get it through your employer got a good hookup. Because I'm not gonna lie, my insurance has covered a whole bunch of shit that I didn't even think it would have. And I don't really pay that much.
Yeah, but that's kind of the point.
Right? I know.
Like,
I know.
So it's just.
I know.
Oh man. Anyway,
because even when he was car insurance, like that's such a
yes, man. Don't get me started on that shit,
that
man.
That shit is a whole
Jesus Christ.
Them, you know what? Them some big ass crooks too, boy.
No, they
super
are crooks.
They are
super crooks.
Big dude.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Hopefully, this year wakes people up, man, and makes people really understand that having more government and bigger government is not the way to go. And hopefully people really start questioning like what is happening with my money. Like the fact that people cry about, you know, defunding the police, but it's like, do you realize how much money goes to cops that could be saving your life literally? And it's not, you're paying $400 a month in insurance. The money that goes to cops could take that off your plate easy, easy. But, you know, hopefully people will start to understand these things and, you know,
Yeah. The propaganda machine is strong.
Yeah, it is.
That's going to do it for topics this week. We'll be back with comic commentary after this quick break. All right, DC Truth Seeker wrote, in the black community, we still aren't giving mental illness the attention it deserves, especially the bad ones like bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, and other personality disorder. It was really disappointing, and this is why I pulled this one. I thought this was interesting. It was really disappointing hearing Charlamagne the God dismiss Kanye, especially since he claims to be such an advocate for mental health. If we can't take a beloved celebrity who has been on record saying he has mental illness seriously, imagine how people who don't have his wealth and status cope. Another great conversation from you all. And I thought that was real, man, because I forgot. Charlamagne is always talking about those things. And when you told me that, I don't know why I didn't register when you mentioned it. Mm-hmm. But when I read this comment, I was like, damn, he is absolutely right. Now, somebody did reply and say that Kanye did, like Charlamagne did reach out to him and talked about it. I don't know how much of that is true. But it was like, yeah, you're saying one thing and doing the other. So right. It was really confusing and conflicted for me, which yeah. He has done in all some time. Other areas as well.
Yeah, that shit irked me because it was like, why are you always talking about how you're a proponent for mental illness and how men, black men especially, should get therapy? But then when you have this dude that's clearly going through something, you're like, oh, he got an album coming out. I'm not worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you doing, man? Like, really? And then I saw that he was going to be a speaker or maybe like a host of some sort of mental illness event that was coming up. And I was like, I want to like Charlamagne. I think I do still like Charlamagne, but sometimes he makes it very difficult to be on his side.
This kid contradicts and stuff.
A lot. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. I do. You know, we all do.
We all do.
He has very good intentions, I feel, with some of the things that he talks about. But I guess, you just basically said it best. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there are definitely things I like about him, but, you know.
He's like Ebro with me.
Yeah. Yeah, because I thought anyway. Conspirator wrote, just one time, I like black people to condemn anti-Semitism without bringing up white supremacy. It's insulting. And I asked him for information on that because I didn't quite understand it. But then I realized that he was replying to someone else that wrote about that conversation, and she brought it up. Mm-hmm. And then I think he said just in general. So, but I was just trying to remember if that really occurs that often.
Yeah, I'm confused about what he
said. Normally I don't think people really bring up white supremacy when having those conversations. I think it kind of just stays focused on the topic. So I don't know, but
really hear too many black conversations around anti-Semitism anyway.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, there's that too. Raspa Doman wrote, for 100 million, I'll shit talk Mike Tyson and want him to hit me. What the fuck? Best believe I'll come out of the hospital 20 years later looking to spend my money. Manny Face wrote, as a person with bipolar, I'm really worried about Kanye. I think if Mike is right, we need to be there for him now and not brush this off as a joke. Gay Sportacus wrote, I'm not blaming Kardashians or anything, but I always had this in mind that Kanye being in that family was not really a healthy environment for him. It's just always see Kardashians on the spotlight whenever they have some kind of drama or something. I'm not saying this is exactly why Kanye is like this, but it could be one of the reasons. But who knows? I'm just a dumb guy from Reddit. And the last one, Randall J91, Mike going to walk in the ring against Tyson with dreads and walk out looking like Don King, LOL.
That's funny.
That shit, right?
Yeah.
That's okay.
That shit go, unloose your dreads. And then.
Yeah, I can get them retightened with that money. Look, I think every time that come up, I think of that Martin episode. I mean, I'm always thinking of Martin episode. But that one where they found out that Gina had that life insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
And Tommy was like, you didn't tell me it was $2 million. The best part. Remember what Cole said? Cole said, man, for $2 million, I kill myself. Every time, man, I think of that shit, man. They're like, you didn't tell me it was $2
million.
I kill myself. Because Tommy said, I'll kill you for $2 million. Man, I feel bad for people that don't watch that fucking
I know,
show,
man. Like, how can you not love that show? That shit is so great, man.
No, it is.
We'll get into this next week, but Miss Ramona Flowers 928 didn't really like that conversation that we had about hall passes and wanted the woman there. Even though we acknowledged that, she still felt some kind of way about that. So I said we'll revisit it when Sophie gets here, but I did want to acknowledge that.
What she didn't like? What she didn't like? What she didn't like about it?
Specifically,
what it was?
I.
Damn. How do you feel about this? I.
It's a cartoon that does that.
It happened to the best of us.
Yeah.
Damn, Mike. You had a Mike had a brain fart for real.
I
couldn't even get a whole word out. It was just a syllable.
Oh shit!
Oh shit!
What I was trying to say is I don't really go too much into Reddit that much anymore because it's just not that much fun. But I'll still peek on there the first day that the show goes up just to see what people are talking about. I think a lot of the women were upset about us talking about how women have better deals with the divorce and. You know, that kind of thing, too. So I think some of them were trying to paint that episode as being a little bit misogynistic. Mm. I didn't think it was at the time, but.
Anyway, well, that was funny. So we'll talk about when Sophie get back. I did reply to her and let her know, but I just want to say it on air, too.
Yeah, that's a good plan. Sorry if that came across that way, y'all. Women talking to y'all.
Blame Sophie.
Yeah, for never being here.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's going to do it for comments. We'll jump into a real quick question and then we'll get out of here. Actually, I'm switching up a little bit. I'm pulling this question from our DMs on Twitter.
DMs. So,
yep. All right. So
shall do.
So, yeah, like I said, I'm pulling the question from Twitter this week. But if you want to email your questions, you can send those to isthemicestillon@gmail.com. But I'm also trying to recognize some of these other areas that you guys send stuff to because not everybody do email. I understand we're in 2020, so I get it. Hi, I'm Mexican, and my girlfriend is white. She is a very progressive person and has informed me that non-black people should not be liking tweets or memes with the N-word in it. She says that people in the black community have been calling for non-black people to not do that. What are your guys' thoughts? Also, is it wrong for non-black people to share memes with the N-word in it? Thank you.
I've had that thought before.
I have too.
I've had that thought before, and I wonder how they feel about it when that happens. I don't care. I don't think I care, you know. But y'all know how I am about the nigga word because I can say it anyway. So, it's just, you know, if it's something,
if it's like playful, like if they retweeting a quote from a movie or a lyric, is it
I battle with that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. Like, I'd be wondering if a white person is liking or retweeting something that has nigga in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I know they're reciting those words when they sing a rap a lyric or something. You know what I'm saying? So it's really no different, honestly.
So, if you was to tweet something and be like, man, I can't believe B told me that he thought Kobe was such and such. Man, that nigga crazy. And then someone retweet that because they agree with
you.
I'm not gonna feel
a way about a white person liking that tweet or retweeting it. I'm just not.
Okay.
But it is a part of me that wondered if they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if they conscious, like, damn, should I like this?
Like, that nigga B's crazy too. Like,
it's like I don't want him to think that I'm saying the same thing.
Right.
But you know they do though.
You think so?
I believe they say it in their head.
You can't help but to say it in your head.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's
natural. Or read it, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're going to say it in your head.
It seems almost unnatural for a white person to see the word, see somebody writing.
I don't think they bleep a nigga in their head.
Not in their head.
It just...
That's a good question, though. White people, are y'all bleeping nigga when you read it?
They going to lie.
I think when we've asked this question,
I wonder if they do.
Any white person that says that when they see the N-word, they bleep it in their head, I'm gonna be like, you're a fucking liar.
But Mike, we've gotten honest answers. When we've asked questions like this before.
Yeah, from the other way.
Mm-hmm.
But for someone to try to pretend that they're like so PC that they're censoring the word in their brain when they see it.
Come on, your brain don't work like that.
I'm not buying
I'm thinking about the question the other way around. I'm thinking that they would say that, no, I don't censor it out. Okay.
Yes, I think
that they would be honest. You're saying that they're going to lie.
Yes, I say... When I'm rapping a word in my head, or I'm rapping a line in my head, and nigga is there, I say it in my head. I believe them.
Yeah.
But if they're like, no, I just don't know. Because, I mean, that word, the second it comes up, like, oh, my God, I just blank it out. I'm going to be like, you are a fucking liar.
Yeah.
You're a liar. Why the fuck are you lying?
Because your brain don't work like that, bro. Your brain automatically processes things.
Yes.
So if you see or you know that word is going to come up, your brain is automatic. It's there already. Like, you can't stop it. That's your subconscious.
But you can stop it like before it gets to your mouth.
Exactly.
You
know?
But in your brain,
you can't stop that.
So that's nothing that y'all like automatically bleep like.
No.
Nothing.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Like,
I think is there an instance where I do? Like, I don't think so.
I think FIFO is 100% right. I just don't think your brain works that way. People trying to say that they bleep shit in their head, that's just them trying to act like they're more, you know, holier than thou, or, you know, it's like, come on, bro. In your brain, who are you offending in your brain?
Exactly. and like to the reason why I brought that up, like, I know all of y'all have seen it when they incorrectly write out a sentence, your brain fixes it. Mm-hmm. You didn't think about that. Your brain automatically put the shit in order.
That's to a different point. Then.
How is that?
You're actively telling your brain to fix that.
No. That's what I'm saying. If you're reading a sentence, and this is part of like brain games, right? Like, if you're reading a sentence and the person, whoever wrote it.
Oh, somebody else wrote it wrong.
Yeah, somebody else wrote it wrong. And you start to read it, your brain automatically is going to fix it.
Yes.
Right. You didn't have to think about that. So in the same way that if there is the N-word and a lyric or something, your brain is automatic. It's going to think that. You're not going to stop it from thinking of blurting it out inside of your head.
Right. Yeah. So are you saying that when they see N-word, they automatically replace it with nigger?
In their brain, they know what N-word means.
Yeah.
But they don't read the word N-word. They replace
it. No, they read nigger. When they read N-word?
Like, if somebody actually wrote the word N-word out.
Anybody's going to read N-word because it says N-word. Exactly. But in their brain, they're going to know N-word is nigger.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I don't think that people are going to read nigger and in their brain hear N-word. Like, they're just not going to do that. That would be hilarious.
This is not going to happen.
They're not going to read it and say, bleep.
Right. No, there's nothing wrong with that. When I listen to certain albums, like I listen to old Big L songs or Jedi Mind Trick songs that have the F word all throughout it. In my brain, I'm rapping the F word.
Yeah.
But I just know not to say that shit out loud.
Yep.
Even when I'm driving in my car, no bullshit. Even if I'm driving in my car, if I'm rapping my shit loud, I just don't say the word.
Do you feel convicted when you say it in your head?
Do I feel convicted when I say it in my head? No, because nobody's in my brain. So there's nobody for me to offend. And because I know not to say no shit like that out loud.
I think if you read a certain thing, you'll probably feel disgusted. Like, say if you say like you read some pedophile shit. Let's just take it to that. If you read something like that, I think in your mind you will feel disgusted reading it.
But that's not a matter of bleeping something out.
Right.
That's
it's not a matter of just like, I feel like in your mind you would say,
Well, of course. Yeah, right? But that's different.
That's what I mean about, convicted. Like if you're rapping those lyrics in
your head.
Do you
mean conflicted?
No, I mean convicted. So you're saying those lyrics in your head that you wouldn't say out loud, right?
Uh-huh.
If you said it in your head, you're rhyming along to it. I think you're gonna because you don't believe in it and you don't agree with it. I think you're naturally gonna feel convicted if you say it with pride, almost like not, you know.
Right.
So
what happens is that your conscious and subconscious brain work together, and sometimes you don't even know what the fuck is happening. And when Mike is rapping these lyrics, when he doesn't consciously say the F word, right, that's him making a decision not to say it. But subconsciously, his brain has already said it.
Right.
He knows it's there.
I know it's there.
He
I know it's the word
to
is.
He doesn't have to think about that.
Right.
That's your conscious and subconscious brain working together. So if you're reading a letter, right, that somebody wrote, that's like using your example of some pedophile shit, that's his conscious brain reading that because he doesn't know that.
But there has been instances where, and I want to say not I don't know all of us, but we've heard lyrics that made us cringe, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Recently, like I want to say, like Rick Ross and stuff, like they'll say something, and
yeah, I
even though you said it, even though you hear it, and you said it, you still cringe at it. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. So you don't cringe if you hear like even if you said it in your head.
No.
Because your subconscious already knows.
Because if it was the first time.
Time
exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That's the difference.
That's what I'm saying. That's what
okay, because now I find myself cringing at certain lyrics when I hear them.
100%.
Right. And they stand out now. You know what I'm saying?
Now I see why you were saying convicted. I mean, I was thinking conflicted.
Gotcha.
I do feel conflicted.
Okay.
When I hear those words, because it's just like, okay, I know that word is wrong, and I wish it wasn't there.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But when you were saying convicted, now I see what you mean.
Yeah, yeah. So it can work both ways.
I get it now.
Because the first time you're listening or reading something, that's your conscious brain doing that. So that's why you have that natural reaction. But you won't have that reaction because it's already in your subconscious.
Right.
Because your brain already knows it's there.
Exactly.
Right. Well, we're on the same page. New, though. With something new?
Different. Yeah, it's different story.
If I made a song... And I had those words, said words in it. Y'all look at me like,
what the fuck is you doing?
Yeah, like, bro.
I was listening to literally because yesterday was Chuck D's birthday, and I was on a Public Enemy kick, and I was listening to Apocalypse 91, and that's my favorite Public Enemy album, and it's almost like I forgot the line was there, and I didn't even notice it because I listen to that album all the time. But there's a line where Flavor Flav says. They're talking about the New York Post. Mm-hmm. It's in that song. And he says, something, ask James Cagney. He beat up on a guy when he found he was a Fagney.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, Cagney is a favorite. He's my boy because he don't fuck around. He's the real McCoy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chuck D's like, yeah, you tell him, Flav. And I'd never even noticed that shit.
Mm.
But when it came on yesterday, I felt convicted.
Yes.
I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
How long has that been there?
Right.
It's been there since 91, dumbass. You just weren't paying attention.
Exactly.
But this whole time, I guarantee you, in my head, I'd been rapping along to it.
That's crazy.
It's just, sometimes, you know, when it comes to albums like that, it just doesn't sink in. It's weird.
It was weird. And the reason why I asked that, because it literally just happened when I was listening to Lupe. And like I said, I listen to a lot of stuff on Spotify. So when I was listening to the house joint, it went to an old Lupe song, and he used the word, the F word or whatever, in reference to a preacher touching somebody's balls or something. Mm. And I cringed, even though I know I've heard this song before. Now that my mind is in a different place these days, like it now, if I hear it, it's like I cringe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, oh damn, I didn't really say that.
So, people, how do you feel about non-black people sharing stuff with the N word in it?
I'm with Rod. Like I don't personally think about it like that, and you know, I don't know. Like who's gonna police that? And I also think it comes back down to like you know your culture and what you kind of grew up with. Because if he grew up in like a black environment and he kind of sees himself ingratiated into that environment, then that's what he knows.
And so you don't think it's wrong? Because that's what he's asking. Is it wrong for them to do that?
Personally, no.
Mm. Okay.
Personally, no.
Hmm.
Ingratiated. That's a word.
Yeah, man. I told y'all he come up with these words. Either that or he be adding nest to shit.
Ingratiated.
What about you, B? How do you feel about that?
I never even thought that was a good question, but no, I don't think it would bother me to see that because it's just like the example I gave Rod. I don't think I would trip if I saw that retweet if Rod saying something using the N word towards me,
like, nigga.
Right? Like, nigga. Like, you know, I wouldn't be like, hey, stop! You can't retweet that. What you doing? Like, I mean, you know, like, you know what I'm saying?
Put your hands up.
Right? Put your hands up. Yeah. So yeah, that stuff never. And I guess it's just like, you know, that I'm not trying to be the police for every single damn thing, but a retweet of that, off of a disagreement that Rod might have with me, it's nothing. I'm one trip over that.
It's weird because I see people, like, I see when black people say or write certain tweets or post or whatever, they'll say, hey, white people, don't be liking this. Oh, you know,
really?
Stuff really? Like that.
Have y'all seen that? Yeah. I've never seen that.
Yeah. Wow. You seen that too, FIFA?
I've seen it.
Yeah.
On what?
Yeah.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Facebook.
And I've really? I've like, come on, y'all. I honestly don't know. But
I do see tweets and stuff where it said, this ain't for you.
I seen
and
that.
I seen that. But I ain't never seen, like, yo.
Like, when I talk to you guys on Twitter, I sometimes will have the word there, but I take it out because I do know that we have, you know, a white audience that follows what we do. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to place them in that situation where they would feel conflicted on whether to like it or retweet it. So I just kind of leave it out altogether.
I'm cautious about that, too.
Yeah.
You never thought about that.
Yeah, I'm cautious about that.
Never thought about that, honestly.
With your own tweets, or do you mean with Dead and Hip Hop tweets?
My own tweets.
In my own tweets.
Yeah, well, Dead and Hip Hop tweets, that's different.
My own tweet, y'all kiss my ass.
No. Yeah. Obviously, I see how you tweet.
I don't give a fuck.
I couldn't tweet like that. I'm very.
Wait,
like,
hold on. What's that mean? I was Ken. Now it's me. What's that mean?
You tweet real. Like, you tweet like real. I tweet real, but it's like tweaked.
Political.
Yes. Like it. Like you. Like sometimes
you
wish
tweet
I could,
for an audience.
Yeah, I wish I could tweet saying. Like you sometime. Like
you can.
I can, but I don't.
Me too. Like
you should just change your Twitter name so it ain't Modest Media, so it doesn't affect your business.
Exactly that too.
I see what you do.
So it's like I'm very specific with my words, particularly with my words that I choose. On Twitter. I don't think I was when I first got on.
Me either.
But yeah, over time when I realized how it worked,
yeah,
I was like, maybe I shouldn't say this that way.
I've lost my edge.
Fuck that. I say what the fuck I fucking wanna say.
Yeah.
Fuck Kemp. fuck Keisha Bottoms. I don't give a fuck. And if white people, you see my shit, retweet it, motherfuckers.
With the N-word in it.
No,
nigga,
I don't put the N-word in nothing. Now, that's one thing I don't do.
But see, that's what I was talking about, though.
No, I don't put, I mean, because
but
I don't,
you don't use it anyway.
Language.
Right, yeah. right.
But I mean, and now if there was a rap song and I was like, yo, when so-and-so said this, I'm not going to take the N-word out.
Right.
And if some white dude liked it, I'm not going to be like, hey, man, what you doing, bro? Right. You can't do that. Did you just call me a nigger, dude? Billy 349. Did you call me? No, I'm not gonna do all that. That's too much.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't know if I ever tweet. Have I even tweet? I probably retweeted, but I'm trying to think when I tweet. I don't think I've said the N-word.
You
a
damn
lie. You a damn lie.
You a big ass lie.
You lie your ass.
I don't even know why you even started that sentence.
Have I?
What the fuck?
Bro. You start tweets with nigger. No, just playing.
Oh, I'm about to say, damn, I do.
Yeah, you the nigga machine on Twitter. What you mean?
I am.
Come on, B.
Nigga,
B,
vote
you
30.
Like, you like Mike. You say what you mean. Mm-hmm. You don't really alter shit. You
no,
say what you.
But I'm just trying to
if you do it.
I'm just trying to think how I ever said nigga.
Yes.
Before.
You have, bro. Man,
yes.
I'm sure you have.
I'm telling you, you definitely have.
Yeah, you don't you don't come off like you think about shit that you just say what you mean.
Yeah you just say. You be tweeting.
I think just on some basketball video shit that we've said nigga to each other on Twitter, B.
Yeah, he'll like, look at this nigga. This nigga's crazy.
Like, that seems like you, bro.
Who we talking
you like
about
whatever.
Right
you don't be giving a shit, no. B. You like when the main one out of all us.
B going through his tweets right now.
Yes, I am.
I'm going through. B ain't got no conscience. That nigga, he just tweet whatever the fuck he want. When he want.
Yeah,
no. Go ahead.
No, I was just thinking about just the question. I don't know, man. This is weird. I don't think it's wrong. I don't think they should be looked at. I don't know, man. I really don't.
I just think like. Where is the line drawn? I think that's like in this PC culture, like what's right and what's wrong. We know it's clearly what's wrong, right? But like, is this so wrong that it offends people? Like, really?
For them to reshare a meme that has the N-word in it.
I'm not gonna front. I do feel some type of way about that shit. And it's not new. It's not an uncommon thing. It is referred to as a digital blackface. Now, do I get upset to the point where I would call the person now? No. Mm-hmm. No. I don't care that much. It's Twitter. I don't give a fuck. But if I pop on Twitter and some white person I follow, like if let's say if I don't want to put anybody's name in this, some white rapper, mm-hmm. if they tweeted out a meme and it has nigga in it, I do feel like a little bit like, bro, like, come on, man. Like, why are you doing that? But it's not to the point of I'm like, oh, shit. Nah, man, that's racially insensitive. That's fucked up. And, you know, I'm going to unfollow. Nah, it ain't that deep to me. But it is like I would never tweet out a RuPaul meme that has the F-A-G-G-O-T word. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that, even if it's funny as fuck.
So you would kind of expect a person on the opposite side to do the same thing?
I wouldn't expect it. I wish they would, but yeah. I wouldn't expect it because I feel like that is going that extra mile that's not really necessary.
And Mike, you clearly stated the race of the person doing that being white. What if it's a brown person?
I don't really get that upset if Mexican people say nigga. I don't like it. No, I've said before, I don't like it.
No, I feel you.
I don't like it at all. But I'm not going to, like, if a Mexican person was in here and a white person was in here, mm-hmm. if the Mexican dude was just like, yeah, man, I went to the gas station and this nigga was like, yo, can I get some change? And the white dude was like, yeah, that nigga was crazy. I'm looking at Chad before I'm looking at, I'm not Jose. Even going to do it. You can do that. I'm not doing it.
Jose.
Okay, I'm looking at Chad first and I'm like, Chad might need to leave. Mm-hmm. If that's your man's, talk to him. But nah, I'm not, I don't, I. But in my head, I'm still like, to your point, Jose, I'm like, Jose, I don't really fuck with you saying that shit. Mm. It's not cool,
So I guess brown people, right, I'm labeling us, like we have obviously more of a past than white people.
Brown people don't have the power in this country to make that word really mean anything. Mm. You know, I would feel less bothered by a brown person than I would an Asian person. I'm still going to be bothered.
That's what I was about to ask.
I would still be bothered. Mm-hmm. You know, like I had a friend in high school that would say, you my nigga, you my nigga. And I would tell him like, Danny, it's cool. It's cool if it's between me and you. Mm-hmm. But if you leave this circle.
Something happens.
Well, he was a third degree black belt, but still, shit. But I would tell him, yeah. I would tell him, I'd be like, bro, you can't do that outside of me and you. And he got so upset. He's like, I wasn't trying to be, I know you're not trying to be offensive. Yeah. I know all you listen to is fucking Tupac and Dr. Dre. I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. But you can't do that outside of this circle. And I assume he didn't, you know, I never heard any stories, but yeah, I mean, I don't get upset about it, but to answer the dude's question, I think that it's a slippery slope that people should be careful about. That's all. Because if you get called out on it, what's your defense? Mm-hmm. Like if you're a white dude and you tweet out a meme and it's like, oh, look at this nigga. This nigga's crazy. And someone's like, hey, bro, like.
So what if it's, and I know we talked about this, but we didn't talk about it in this sense. What if it's a rap lyric that a white person retweets that has like nigga and stuff like that in it?
If it's a rap, like a rapper, like West Side Gunn says, you know.
Or you did. You like, oh, man, I love this verse right here. And it has nigga in it. And your followers retweeted it like that.
I'm not going to bug out about that shit. In my brain, what I'm thinking is that's probably not a great idea.
What's not a great idea?
To retweet it.
Really?
In my brain, I'm just going to think it's probably not the best idea for you to retweet that. Because to me, it's the same thing as you being at a hip-hop concert and you're rapping along the lyrics, nigga comes up and you say it. And I've said before that my opinion on that has changed. I'm not going to trip out. Mm-hmm. If I'm at a hip-hop show and whoever's Kendrick is rocking and some white dude is just like, nigga, nigga, yeah, it's going to bug me, but I'm not going to look over and be like, hey, excuse me, sir. Like, you can't do that. No, I don't, yeah. Right. And it's also not going to be a situation of where if I talk to this dude later and he's like, oh, I loved it in hip hop. I'm not going to think, oh, no, you that motherfucker that was saying nigga earlier. Get the fuck out my face. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to be around him for an extended period of time because he might slip up.
Right.
But.
Yeah, I just when I see certain like, you know, my wife would share like jokes and stuff and it'd be out there. And I'm like, I'm of the mindset like, well, damn, we put it out there like. For consumption entertainment for it seems like all people. Like, it's not like, oh, I just want this to be just for the black people. Like,
you think all tweets matter?
So I do agree it's a slippery slope, but it's like, I mean, it's out there. It's like comedy and stuff like that. So I don't know, man. But I've thought about that too. Like, this is an interesting question, and I don't know where to draw the line at, to be perfectly honest.
I ain't got time to be getting mad about that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. I just there's too much real shit going on right now. Mm-hmm. I don't have the pay. Like, a lot of people don't like when, like, let's say if you ask a white person a question, mm-hmm. and they respond back with a black GIF response. Mm. Black folks don't. I'm not gonna say all, of course, but some black folks really don't like that.
It was like Kanye or something, or Shaq or something.
Yo,
yeah, because goes into the digital blackface realm, and I'm just like, I'm not bugging out about that.
It's so crazy that you mentioned that, because again, like, I was thinking about that this week. So there's this app that I use to track what I watch on TV and movies. It's called TV Time. Mm. They have this social media component built into it, and they be discussing the show, and they be using black memes. Mm. And like, they use the one where, you know, a person do like this. Mm. And then
I literally just used that like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. So I was actually thinking the same thing. I was like, I wonder if people offended by them using black memes. But then I didn't know that. Come on, man. Like,
I don't know if it's a lot.
I'm just the sum that you talking about, mm-hmm. specifically them. It's like, come on, y'all. Like, this, like, to go that far to say you guys can't use that.
Yeah.
That seems a bit much to me.
I agree. There was a whole Medium article written about this a couple years back about, like, if you get bored, just go look it up.
Oh, I'm going to read this.
Just Google digital blackface.
Okay.
And I read it because somebody posted it on Twitter. I follow a lot of people that are very overly PC, even though people seem to think I am too. That's just fine. But I was reading it and I was just like, are you serious? Like, this is for the first time I'm like, I feel sorry for white people. Like, you really out here telling white people you can't use a GIF?
Don't use them Shaq lips. What's wrong?
Right.
Yeah, dude. Like, are you serious? Like, what? You can't use, and I think the article might have even referenced, you know, that Jay-Z GIF where he's like listening, like, to
his bobbing his head.
He like looks up and he's like, mm-hmm. they can't use that. I'm like,
that is fucking,
what are
crazy.
You saying? I can see if they responded back with a Kunta Kinte GIF.
Yeah.
All right, bro, that's a bad look.
Right.
But you can't use a GIF because it's a black person?
Right.
What? That's, I don't have that kind of time on my hands.
Yeah,
dude.
I don't
to be
I don't
arguing
either.
With no white people about that. Like, white people, y'all can use my GIF all you want. Cause I got a couple.
Oh yeah, people do use FIFOs.
People
shit.
Use FIFOs.
Yeah, people do use FIFOs all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, dude. Yeah, like,
that's wild.
Man, appreciate the question.
That was a good question.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I see a couple more in here that I think are pretty good.
Did you tally up how many times you said nigga?
That's why he closed his phone.
He stopped counting.
I found 3-4 of them where I actually tweeted out, but a lot of them was me quoting stuff.
That was just yesterday, huh? Yeah.
Right, don't go back that far. You know what I'm saying? After Wally Caps,
I went back as far as like 2014.
Oh, it goes that far?
You just, if you
it
search,
goes back
if,
to the day you got on Twitter.
Because you can just search. I just search in my Twitter name and type in the word nigga, and it lists everything. Yeah. That's like, a lot of it was me quoting stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I had to do to get rid of a whole bunch of problematic shit I had said.
Yeah.
Oh, word.
But yeah, it was one, two. I was like, oh, my nigga Steve Willis, referee in the fight.
You talk.
Oh, that's why I started laughing, because I remember tweeting that, because I was happy he was refereeing this particular fight.
Hey, did you see how many people that were white retweeted that and liked it?
Oh no, I need to go. I was just looking up to see how many times I said nigga on Twitter.
Well, check it out. We'll come back next week with the answer to this question. That so make funny. Sure you guys come back next Wednesday to another episode of Is the Mic Still On? And that's it, man. That's going to do it for us this week. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.